From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
It's now time for the ultimate guide, and as ever, we're joined by Fionn Davenport, travel writer and Lonely Planet author. And this week, Fionn, this week I'm very interested because we are looking at cruises. And in my head, up until relatively recently, cruises were post-retirement, elderly people shuffling around, having, you know, all their meals provided on a boat. But something has shifted. And even though I haven't been on a cruise ever, I know people my age and much younger who are now going on cruises and say that they're incredible.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. And I know that, Shane, this is your idea of hell.
It
the
is.
Idea, or the thought of it is your
it's
idea
more,
of hell.
I've never been...
But the idea
doesn't really appeal to me, I have
so,
to say.
Exactly what you said, Ciara. So what has shifted is a number of things. One is that the cruise product themselves, the ships, have recognised that their ageing demographic, it's hard to replenish, so they want to bite into the market. So over the last, like, and I'm maybe 15 years, it's been quite a while, what they've done is they've lowered the appeal or the age demographic appeal. So now the average age of the cruiser is 40.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's quite young. And what they've done is the product. So the old days of getting on the cruise and your dining time was 7:30 p.m. and you sat next to the exact same people every night. That's all gone. Now it's incredible buffet. You can have signature restaurants with like really, really top end restaurants that you book. You can eat when you want. You can eat as much as you want. The ships themselves have really upgraded. And that's for most of the cruise lines as well. And so and ultimately, because cruise is about repeat passenger. They don't want you to come once. They want you to come over and over
again. This will become your preferred holiday
or
thing.
Certainly. And again, and cruises aren't for everybody, but for those that they are, they would like to know that of your that maybe you will take one cruise a year at best and maybe one cruise every couple of years. But that's the thing that they're looking to build. So, and also it's worth pointing out is that the cruise is the cheapest whatever star holiday you will ever have.
So if you want a five-star holiday, a five-star cruise is
the
cheapest
version of that. Same with four, same with three.
Interesting. I would have thought cruises were more expensive.
Because what you're paying for. So imagine, think of the cruise, the ship itself, like a Las Vegas hotel where they... The room itself costs very, very little. So you can get like a 10-day cruise with all your food included for $2,000.
Okay.
At a very high level. What you're paying for then is booze package and excursions. So that's the shore trips. And then on a typical 10-day cruise, guess how many days at sea you would be?
Ooh.
Four.
Three. The rest of the days you're docking and you're on land.
Okay.
So, I mean, so it's not as if like, unless you're doing, if you're crossing the Atlantic, then you're 4 or 5 days at sea. But ultimately this is, I mean, for some
people. But if you're around the Med or you're up near Norway or you're in the Caribbean,
you're
hopping in and out of different places.
There are a couple of things. And one, like, I mean, my tips today are less about cruises for the experienced cruiser, more for the rookie, someone who's never done it before.
Yeah. So what are the key things
well,
to look out for?
Go for the right ship and the right itinerary. It's very easy to focus on itinerary. So summertime in the Mediterranean, wintertime in the Caribbean. For the first time the last few years, 50% of cruise traffic now is in the Mediterranean in summer. Whereas beforehand, it was 80% Caribbean, 20% the rest of the world.
Okay, so that's why when you're in the Greek islands and stuff,
precisely.
You just see those cruises coming into Santorini and all those places. Huge, huge ships.
So, and then it's worth pointing out which ship you want. So big ships, they bring energy, plenty of options. Smaller ships, usually they're more luxury end. So they're very high premium product. They offer space and a lot of calm, gourmet meals. But then again, you're going to likely see the same passengers. If you're on, say, a big cruise ship where the passengers would be anything from 2,000 to 3,000 passengers, you could spend 10 days and never see the same people again. The ships are so
they
big.
They are kind of like little floating cities, aren't they?
They are floating cities. That's exactly right they are. So what I would recommend more than anything else is to go for a specialist. And most of the travel agents have a tour or a cruise specialist because, as I said, they're very popular. So what you want to do is you want to have your list of questions and you want them then to match the itinerary and the ship to both your budget, your tastes, your interests, mm-hmm. and particularly who you're traveling with. Is it you traveling with a partner? Is it you traveling with kids? Is it you traveling even as a single? They will.
And do people do singleton holidays? Like, is it,
yes.
is it compatible with
yeah.
traveling alone?
There are cruises that will cater to singles, and they'll do lots of organized events, which seems like a bit twee, but actually isn't. It's done. So the old days of shuffleboard and bridge, they're all gone. Now it's like high tech video games and you know, and zip lines and swimming pools and then shows. By the way, like. Maybe not quite Broadway level, but one tiny level below Broadway level shows.
Okay.
Like really, really amazing shows.
So you've done a good job in terms of selling it. So people listening who are thinking about doing it, you've given a couple of tips, but give us a few more tips of what to do and what not to do.
Excursions. Now, let's talk about excursions. So cruises make a lot of money on excursions. A typical cost of a day excursion where you meet, you get on the bus or you get whatever, is $120, can be upwards, up to $200 depending. And they make a fortune out of this. Now, I'm not a huge excursions fan for the following reasons. There's three, just do it yourself. Don't waste your money and you'll be in a coma afterwards.
Well, I was going to ask you, so suppose now I get off my cruise yeah. at Venice. I have to be like boated in because you're not allowed to bring it all yeah. the way up to the door. But I don't want to go on an excursion.
No, you
but
don't
I
have
want to wander around yeah. Venice for the day. Can I do that for free?
Of course you can. So if you're docking in Rome, for instance, on a Western Med cruise, Civitavecchia is the port. It's 90 minutes. So you get on a train and you have to go into Rome. Paris is a couple of hours because they dock in Le Havre. So if you're doing Paris. Now, the thing is if you sign up for the excursion, you're on a bus, they bring you to Paris and it's a fixed itinerary. Just get the train yourself and then just go spend the day in Paris and do your own thing. That would be mine. The one thing's to avoid. Panoramic bus tour. That's a cram everything into one tour, see very little. The anything with the word ultimate in it, again, feels like...
The ultimate guide.
Except for this, of course, absolutely. And then in the Caribbean particularly, they do these day at the beach excursions, which they transfer you like via bus to kind of like, I don't know, Horseshoe Bay in Bermuda or Palm Beach in Aruba. And they're in the... You're much better off just doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Now... Another tip I'll say is make sure you get back to the ship on time.
It will
leave. Oh, yeah, no, it'll leave. If the ship is leaving at 1800 hours,
it goes.
It leaves at 1800 hours.
So give yourself an hour.
Give your, thank you. Well done. You see, you're like me.
Food and drink. What are the tips in relation to
that? Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, so on board, there are two kinds of dining. There's the buffet meal. You can go for in some cruise lines where you have the fixed dinner. I never find that interesting. Either do the buffet, and the buffets are extraordinary. All the foods of the world done to an incredibly high degree of quality, or increasingly signature restaurants. And these must all be pre-booked because like, and it could be.
But you can get in though.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you pre-book them, you're avoiding the, I'm sorry, ma'am. The only seating we have is 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not 84.
The drinks package, you mentioned that earlier. And that's a big thing because you think it's all inclusive, but then you could spend hundreds of euros on booze. You probably are better off with the drinks package.
You are definitely better off than like if you're going to consume, and you know people are on their holidays. You want to have a few beers.
Cocktails,
you want to have some wine.
Could
or
be
cocktails.
25 quid a cocktail.
So you can have there are different strata of drinks packages. You can get your basic, which might be beer and wine, or you can get your cocktail or drinks in the bar. Get the package that suits how you're going to drink because you don't spend $300 and you're really, if you added it up at the end, you spent $180 on drink. Then you feel like you're wasting money.
You want to be drinking more than you're spending.
Well, yes, obviously. I mean, because the whole thing, they talk about the cruise stone as well. It's just that like you end up eating.
It's true, isn't it? Everyone gains a stone on their
everyone
cruise.
Everyone gains a stone. The other thing as well is that like when you arrive, so you're going to, I don't know, you're going to Paris for the day and you decide, oh, I'm going to buy like, you know, 6 bottles of wine. Now, most cruises allow you to take a bottle back on.
But they're not going to let you.
No, because you're like,
not
you're
going to be boozing in your stateroom.
Not
room.
With the booze you haven't bought on
board.
Seasickness,
is that a factor we should mention
in
before we finish?
In 98% of the cases, it isn't. But bring some Dramamine and ginger. You know, like ginger sweets are very
yeah.
good.
You mentioned just there about going back to the rooms or whatever. To me, the idea of being in a room an inner room with no natural light is horrific.
Okay.
I couldn't spend a minute doing it.
So you
got to pick your cut your cloth.
I couldn't agree with
you
more.
I need a porthole.
I'm going to say that the cabin choice is maybe the best, the most important choice you'll make. Okay, the cheapest option might save you money. So that's the no porthole inside. So I would say, look, budget appropriately, but for me, always go noise, movement and layout will always affect how you sleep. So I'm like you, I need a porthole or a balcony.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of thinking, I think I might need more than a porthole, but I definitely can't have no windows or anything.
No. And then the other one is Wi-Fi packages.
Yeah, really quickly on that one.
Yeah, so make sure to get the Wi-Fi. If you're not downloading movies, and why are you downloading movies when you're at sea? Don't go for like the super, super expensive premium. All you need is, like, if you're checking emails or maybe sending a WhatsApp, just go for the standard package. Okay. And a lot of them will give you free stuff.
Great advice.
I'm slightly sold, I think.
Are you?
Are you?
He's not. And that's okay. It's not for everybody,
I think,
Shane.
I am. I think I'm going to try it at some point.
Fionn Davenport, as ever, thank you for that. Fionn Davenport's ultimate guide there.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.